Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Beis at the Mishnah, as the Gemara will bring machlekes between Rav and Ula as to how to understand all the various pronouns in our Mishnah. So we will read the Mishnah and explain it both according to Rav and according to Ula, and we will then see the shittas of Rav and Ula inside the Gemara. And since the Mishnah will mention the word apaitiki, so let's define the word apaitiki. So Rashi in Mesechtes Baba Kama states it is from Lashon apaitikai, and he states, claim a mezeyeheli chaparian, and you will be able to collect your debt from this collateral. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnai says is from Lashon Apoitakono. There are two types of ways to create an apoitiki. Number one, if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, he can set aside collateral and tell Shimon, you will only be able to collect your debt from this collateral, and this is called an apoitiki mefurish. Or number two, Reuven can set aside collateral and tell Shimon, you can collect from any of my assets, and I could pay you from any of my assets, but if I don't pay you, then you will at least have this collateral, which is called an apoitiki stam. Now Rashi in our Mishnah seems to say that our Mishnah is discussing an apoitiki stam, as Rashi says, "Im lo yapar lecha chayvcha mimakom acha hareiz lefanech legvaisa." But as we will see when we learn the Gemara, certainly lefi Rav and possibly even lefi Ula, the Gemara is discussing an apoitiki mefurish, and Ayin Bnei Yeshua who discusses Pshat and Rashi in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, "Evicha soy Rabbi apoitiki lachirim." If Reuven owes money to Shimon, or if Reuven owes money for his ksuba for his wife, and he makes his evid an apoitiki for the balchayv or for his wife, the shikrai, and then he sets him free, and the Gemara will explain what this means, then Shua said, then ain't the Eved Chayev Klum, then really the Eved should not be Chayev at all. But because of Tikkun Ha'ilam, so we force the master, and he has to go and let the Eved free. And the Mishnah ends with the Machlekes, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the Machlekes is, the Kaisav Shtar Damov. However, and the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated, Eved Shaso Rabbi Apoitiki Lachirim Vishichrai. Then the Gemara asks, Mishichrai, when the Gemara states that he let him free, who let the Eved free? Was it Reuven or was it Shimon? As we stated, there will be a machlekes between Rav and Ula, and let us explain the sheet of Rav outside, and then we will see it inside. So Rav explains that if Reuven made his Eved an apoitiki for the chayiv that he owes to Shimon, and prior to Shimon being able to collect the chayiv, Reuven goes and is Meshachre the Eved, so the Shtash Shichra certainly works, and the Eved is Yetzel Cheris. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that people may think that Reuven had no right to be Meshachre this Eved, and really is still an Eved, and if the Eved gets married to a Bas Chayin, so as Rashi says in Argamar, there will be laws that this child is the son of an Eved Akrani, or as Rashi Masechti Zavamis explains, that if this Eved has a daughter, then there will be laws that this daughter is Psul Lekuhuna, and therefore the Chacham will force Shimon, who Rav calls Rabbi Sheni, to write a Get Shichur for this Eved, and therefore will be clear to all that this Eved is completely free. And Tanakhama holds that since the Eved received a benefit from Shimon, and the Shimon will not be paid back for his debt, so the Eved has to write a note to Shimon to promise to pay his actual value to Shimon, while Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven causes loss to Shimon, and therefore Reuven and not the Eved must pay the value of the Eved to Shimon. And let us now see this in the Gemara. Rav explains that when the Mishnah said, Eved Shasai Rabbi Apatki Lachirim Vishichrai, it's referring to Rabbi Rishon, that his first master, Reuven, went and was Meshachar this Eved, and Shua Sadin, Ein Eved Chayiv Klum, L'Rabbi Sheni, and when the Mishnah states, Shua Sadin, Ein Eved Chayiv Klum, it means that the Eved is not responsible to pay anything to Shimon, as L'maisa Reuven had the power to be Meshachar the Eved, Kid Rava, just like Rava taught us, the Amr Rava, as Rava taught us, Hegdish Chametz V'Shichra, Mafkim Midei Shibud, that even if someone has a Shibud on an item, the din is that if the original Baal Bayis goes and is Makdashit, or it's Chomesh Ovel Ava Pesach, or is Meshachar the Eved, then even though someone else has a Shibud against this item, it still uproots the Shibud. And as Rashi explains, that Shua Sadin, Ein Eved Chayiv Klum, L'Rabbi Sheni, Shalei Hoya Gufa Konu Loi, as the Guf of the Eved was not Konu to Shimon, and Shimon only had a Shibud, V'Osi Shikra U Mafkiya Shibud Kid Rava, and we know that if Reuven is Meshachar the Eved, then it could be Mafkiya, the Shibud of Shimon, as Rava taught us, that if Reuven owed money to Shimon, and he made his Shor, an Apoitiki to Shimon, and then Reuven was Makdash Shor as Kedushas HaGuf to the Mizbeach, and even though Shimon has a Shibud against the Shor still becomes Hegdish, and Rashi points out that this is only true, but the Geir case where Reuven actually was Makdash Shor as Kedushas HaMizbeach and Kedushas HaGuf. However, if Reuven made another item as an Apoitiki for Shimon, and then he wants to be Makdash that item as Kedushas Domim to the Beis HaMikdash, and Rashi holds that the Kedushas Domim would not be Mafkiya from the Shibud of Shimon, and since Shimon has a claim against this item, therefore Reuven would not be able to make this item into Hegdish if it's only Kedushas Domim. And Ayin Taisa Diva Maskel Hegdish Chametz V'Shichra, where Rabbeinu Tam Iyas on Rashi Domim Manushach, if it's Chashe B'Shusha Shaloiva, calls Mashle Yigi Azman, if it's considered Reuven's item prior to the Zman Purayin, hafil kedushas damim nami tafkiyim dei shibud, then even kedushas damim should work. V'ilachashu b'shusai, and if it's not considered Reuven's, hafil kedushas guf nami loy, then l'chayra Reuven should not be able to even be makdashed as kedushas guf. And Ayin and Taisus, we brings from the Ri who explains the shita of Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Tam is actually choylik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Reuven could actually be makdashed item, say if it's kedushas guf, and say if it's kedushas damim. And the second case of Rava has been a geir chometz. If Reuven owes money to an akum, Reuven would mishabed his chometz to the guy. However, he didn't give the actual chometz to the guy, and the chometz is still in the reshus of the Yisrael. And then Pesach comes, and Rava teaches us that even though the chometz is mishubed to the akum, however, at this point we look at this chometz as this chometz is shel Yisrael she'avolav Pesach, and therefore the chometz becomes asub hana. And the third case of Rava is exactly our scenario where Reuven owes money to Shimon, and he makes his evan a paitiki to Shimon, and even though this evan is mishubed to Shimon, still if Reuven is mishachar the Eved goes out l'cheiris, and the Eved has no responsibility towards Shimon at all. And Rav continues to explain the Mishnah, El Mepnei Tikkun Olam, but because of a Tikkun Olam, and what is the Tikkun Olam? Shem Yimtzeinu B'Shuk, as maybe at a later point, Shimon will actually find this Eved in the marketplace, and we continue on Daf Mem Aleph from Aleph, V'yayim Eloi, and Shimon will say to the Eved, Avdi Yata, you are really my Eved. And if Shimon says so, as Rashi says, V'yayitzi Laz Al Bonav, or as Rashi in Mesechtes Yevamos says, that will be Yayitzi Laz on his daughters, that they are Pasal Laguna. And therefore, the Rabbanon will misakin that Kleifness Rabbi Sheni va'isa isa ben Chayin, that the Rabbanon forced Shimon to write a shtar shichra for the Eved in order to make sure that in Manushach this Eved is a ben Chayin and there won't be any laws on his children. Even though, of course, Shimon was never the master of this Eved because he only had a shibud against his Eved, the Mishnah still calls him Rabbi, and as the Gemara stated, Kleifness Rabbi Sheni va'isa isa ben Chayin. Now, in Rashi and our Gemara, Rabbi Kvega and Gilin Ashas ask a question that Koshali, Hakayim Lund, Eved Abal Basis. So therefore, how could we say v'yoytzi laz abanav as l'chayr there won't be any laz on the child as there's no psul? And Rabbi Kvega therefore is so may not could Rashi banav v'leikah pshutai, and why didn't Rashi say even more pashut v'yoytzi laz alav she yifsa lovi b'kol, that there'll be a laz on this eved that he is actually pasul lovi b'kol because he's still an eved as he's an eved to Shimon my umma banav b'menu, and why does Rashi speak about his child if Rashi could have spoken about the eved himself? And Rav continues to explain the Tanakama that when the Tanakama stated in the Mishnah, it means the case of Eved Shtal Domov, that since Shimon does this Tevis Hanah for the Eved and he writes a Get Shichra, therefore the Eved will write a note that he owes Shimon his value and he will eventually pay the value of his own body to Shimon. And the Rishonim explain, certainly if the value of the note is more than the value of the Eved, then the Eved only would have to pay for his own value and not for the value of the note. The Mishnah then stated, Rav Shimon Galil Oime in a case of Elam Mishachra, and Rav explains, Rav Shimon Galil argues on Tanakhama, he says the Eved does not have to go and write a note for his value, as in the Eved Kleisev, El Meshachar Kleisev, the first other in Reuven, who actually was Meshachar to Eved, therefore caused a loss to Shimon, as at this point Shimon did not have any Shibud against this Eved, and therefore Reuven would have to write a note, and he would be responsible to pay the value of the Eved to Shimon. And the Gemara explains, but Micah Mifli, what is the Machlikas between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara states, but Mazik Shibud Shachavir Kamifli, the Machlikas is, if someone's Mazik the Shibud of his friend, as the Ma'asav Chayiv, as Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that the Adon Risha in Reuven is Chayiv because he was Mazik, the Shibud of his friend, as he let the Eved go free, and therefore Shimon had no way to collect his Chayiv. And since Reuven was Mazik Shimon, therefore Reuven has to pay for the value of the Eved, which he was Mazik to Shimon. However, the Ma'asav Apata, the Tanakhama holds, if someone is only Mazik, the Shibud of his friend, and he's not Mazik, his friend himself, then there's a Ptor, and therefore, even though it's true that by Reuven being Meshachar to Eved, it caused a loss to Shimon, as he didn't have any Shibud against his Eved any longer. However, that's not considered that he was Mazik his friend, and therefore Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon for the value of the Eved. And Taisus Nira Maskel, but Mazik Shibud Shachaver Kamifkli, Taisus points out, as we mentioned before, that Al Gemara, according to Rav, is going in the scenario of our Paitik and Mefurish, going to Omele, Inl Chaparein, El Mizer, and Reuven said to Shimon that the only way you'll be able to collect your Chayiv is only from this Eved, the Legavi Mishar Nechasim, as in that case, Shimon can no longer collect from any other Nechasim, and that's why there could be a tzad that Reuven caused complete loss to Shimon, because at this point Shimon can no longer collect from any of the other assets of Reuven. And also, if it's referring to a Paitiki Stam, and Shimon can collect from all of the assets of Reuven, so why does the Gemara say that according to the Tanakhama, Reuven will be potter to pay Shimon, if L'chayra, Shimon should be able to go and collect from any of the Nechasim of Reuven, and why would it be that the Eved has to take the responsibility in this scenario if Shimon has a way to collect his Chayiv? And the Gemara states, it's Manami, we also learned that the Machlek is between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel is based on someone being Mazik Shibud Shachaber, right? As a Mazik Shibud Shachaber, Rabbanu Machlekes from Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold that you'll be chayim, and according to Tanakama, if someone is mazik shibudu shachaveri, they are potter. And Ulu will now explain the Mishnah as follows: if Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven made his eved whose value is $1,500 as an apoteki to Shimon, and Shimon was meshachre to eved, and the value of the eved, of course, was more than the value of the debt that Reuven owed Shimon. So in reality, since the debt wasn't due yet, Shimon had no right to free the eved, and the eved isn't yoytzel chayris, and really the eved isn't chayiv in any more mitzvahs than he was chayiv in previously. However, the Mishnah teaches us that since l'maisa the eved received the shtar shikra, so people would think that he was yoytzel chayris, and therefore the rabbanon were misakin that Reuven should now give the eved a shtar shikra, so he should go l'chayris. And the Tanakhama holds that the eved would now have to give a note to Reuven for any excess value that he is worth, which is above the amount of Reuven's chayiv to Shimon. And for example, in our case, the eved would write a note for $500 to Reuven. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues on Tanakhama, and he says that Shimon would be responsible to pay that $500 to Reuven, and is not the responsibility of the eved. And Ritva says that even if he ula, when Reuven created this apoteki, it was an apoteki mefurish, as otherwise we would ignore the shashikra of Shimon. There wouldn't even be a call that the eved was yetzel chayris, since Shimon can collect his chayv from other assets of Reuven. However, the Ramshif explains that the chash of ula is even when Reuven created an apoteki stam, and that is pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah that explains the word apoteki in the Mishnah based on being an apoteki stam. And it's a bit sarfia, as according to this pshat of ula, then why does the Gemara say that in the eved chayv klumba mitzvahs, as the eved is not chayv in any additional mitzvahs, as it wasn't a valid shashikra, if all the Gemara should say is that the eved is not yetzel chayris, and because of the tikkun olam should be yetzel of Shem ben Chayrin, and there's a chash that maybe a bas Chayrin will marry this eved, so therefore we made a takana, and so bitzarach bia as to why the Gemara had to mention anything about mitzvahs. And let us see the pshat of Ula inside. Ula Oma, Ula explains the Mishnah, Mishikhrei, who is the one that was in Meshach the Eved, Rabbi Sheni, it's referring to Shimon, as Shuras Hadin, in Eved Chayev Klumba mitzvahs, that really based on Shimon being Meshach the Eved, he doesn't go out free, it's not a valid shashikhra, and therefore the eved doesn't increase any of his mitzvahs, and he's still only Chayev in mitzvahs like an Isha, Elam, Petik Olam, Shari Yatzel of Shem Ben Chayrin. However, there's a Tikkun Olam because people may think that he actually went out free, and therefore he can marry a Bas Chayrin, Kaifinus Rabbi Rishon, Va'isin Isa Ben Chayrin. So therefore we force Reuven to give him a Shtar Shikha, and this way he will actually go out free and be able to go and marry a Bas Chayrin, the Kais of Eved Shtar Domov. And Tanakhama holds that at this point, the Eved would have to write a note to Reuven for any excess value that he is worth, which is above the amount of Reuven's Chayv to Shimon, as we explained. From Shimon Galil states that the Eved is not the one that has to write this note, and ain't a Kaisiv El Meshachar Kaisiv, that the Eved doesn't have to write the note, and it is Shimon that causes loss to Reuven, and therefore Shimon has to write a note for the additional $500. The Gemara asks, but Maika Miflagi, according to Ula, what is the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Hezek Shein and Nikah Miflagi, the Machlekes is when you have a Hezek, which is not Nikah, which we'll explain in a moment. Masavish Me Hezek, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's considered a Hezek, and therefore Shimon causes Hezek to Reuven, and Shimon has to pay for the additional $500 lost to Reuven. However, the Tanakhama holds that we can't require Shimon to pay for that additional $500 because it's only Hezek Shein and Nikah and it's Leishme Hezek, and therefore the Eved has to pay for the additional $500 of value Reuven lost. And even though Hezek Shein and Nikah Leishme Hezek, however, Rashi says that Eved Lefiyad Na'asay Min Hashikra, the Eved has to pay it because he had a Na'ah based on the fact that he was freed, and even though it's Hezek Shein and Nikah, but the Mice he had value and he has to pay for that value. Tyson Dio Maskel Behezek Shein and Nikah commifically is bothered that L'chira, what is the chilp between the case of Ula and the case of Rav, as in L'chira in both cases it's Hezek Shein and Nikah, since you can't tell that this Eved went out free or if he didn't go out free, as how is it Nikah if this Eved actually was Yitzel Chiris or not Yitzel Chiris? And Tyson explains that Hezek Nikah is not based on if there's actual some Hezek that's Nikah on the person, but it's based if something actually occurred and there was a change that actually occurred to the Eved, and therefore certainly in the case of Rav where Reuven was Meshachar to Eved and the Shikra actually worked, therefore certainly in that case it's Hezek Nikah, and the only basis of the machlek between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel is b'mazik shibud shel chaveri. However, in our case where Shimon was the one who tried to set the Eved free, and of course Shimon had no ability to give the Shtar Shikra to the Eved as he did not own this Eved at this moment, and even though the Rabbanu will now require Reuven to give a Shtar Shikra to the Eved, however l'maisa this was caused by Shimon's act of giving a Shtar Shikra to the Eved, and this is considered Hezek Shein Nikah, and that's why there's machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel if Hezek Shein Nikah Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek. And Taiz points out that even though in the sugya of Hezek Shein Nikah, which is on Dafnun Gimel Min Aleph, the Gemara paskins over there that Lo Shmei Hezek, and over here we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Shmei Hezek, he says that the Hezek Shein Nikah in our Gemara is definitely considered more Nikah Mishka than the cases in the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Mun Aleph Ayin in Tesis. Our Gemara continues. Ulu my time Eloy Makarav. The Lachir, the Pashup Shana Mishnah is that Reuven was Meshacher this Eved, and why didn't Ulu learn like Rav? So Amar Lachar Ulu will respond. Sheni Rabbi Karisli. It doesn't make sense that according to Rav, the Mishnah states the Kleifinus Rabbi Boisnaisib Ben Chayin. That's referring to Rabbi Sheni, and it's referring to Shimon. Lachir, the Pashas of the Kleifinus Rabbi refers to his actual master, and of course Reuven's only Adain is Reuven, and Shimon is not his Adain at all. The Gemara now asks, Rav my time and Lama Kula, Lachir Ulu has a good time on Rav, so why didn't Rav learn like Ula? He should learn like Ula, that Shimon was the one that was Meshachar Eved, and then Kleifinus Rabbi were going to be Kleifa Reuven to go and let this Eved free. And the Gemara answers, Amar Lachar, Rav will respond, Sheni Meshachar Karisli. Do you think what the Mishnah states, Ein Kleisav El Meshachar, that the one who writes a note is the Meshachar, is referring to Shimon? Of course, Shimon was not Meshachar this Eved, as Shimon doesn't own this Eved, and his Shtah Shichar actually didn't do anything, and therefore Rav says it must be when the Mishnah states, Ein Kleisav El Meshachar, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel is referring to Reuven, and Reuven Shtah Shichar was actually the Shtah Shichar that was actually valid and caused the Shichar of the Eved. And before continuing, let's just point out that the Ramshif explains that the Lashon of the Shichrei that says in the Mishnah, according to Rav, we read it as B'Shichrei, as Reuven was Meshachar this Eved, and according to Ula, we read it as B'Shichru, that Shimon was Meshachar this Eved. And the Gemara continues to discuss the dinim of Apeitki Itma. We learned to Isis Deo Apeitki Lachayim V'Shotvenar, if Reuven makes his Sada as an Apeitki for Shimon to collect his Chayim from the Sada, a river completely flooded this Sada, and as Rashi states, V'Shotav Kol Sada, V'Gufa Kakam Kulkul Shamayim Tzofen Oilo Ilim Alea, and there was no longer any value to the Sada, so Ami Shapinar, so Ami, who was handsome, Rabbi Yechon, said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Ein Aglev Mishan Nechasim, that at this point, Shimon can no longer collect from any other Nechasim, Vavu de Shmuel Amar, Glev Mishan Nechasim, and the father Shmuel says, that even though there's no value to the Sada, but Shimon could go and collect from other Nechasim of Reuven. The Gemara states, Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, or Nachma Yitzchak stated, Mishum da Ami Shapinaru, because Ami is so handsome, Amar Shmaitzel Shapiran, therefore we give him right to say things which are not proper. Of course, the din is that if Shimon can collect from the Sada, then Shimon should have the ability to go and collect from other Nechasim of Reuven. Based on this point, therefore, Nachma Yitzchak explains that there is no machlekes between Ami Shapinar and Avu Shmuel, as the Tagim Shmaitse, the Amalei, Lo Yehil Chaprein, El Mizu, that when Ami Shapinar said this memory near Rabbi Yechon, that in the Goy Mishai Nechasim, is because in his case, it was an Apeitiki, where that was an Apeitiki Mefurish, and since Reuven, when he created this Apeitiki, told Shimon that he should only be able to collect from this actual Sada, and from no other Sadas, therefore the din is that if this Sada actually floods, then Ein Agoyv Mishan Nechasim, Shimon can no longer collect from any other Nechasim. However, in Echanami, if it would have been a Apeitiki Stam, then of course Ami Shapir Noah would agree to Shmuel that it's Goyv Mishan Nechasim, and Avur de Shmuel is talking about a case where it was an Apeitiki Stam, and that's where he says Goyv Mishan Nechasim, but even Avur de Shmuel would agree to Ami Shapir Noah that if the case would be where it was an Apeitiki Mefurish, then it would be Ein Agoyv Mishan Nechasim. And the Gemara continues, Tanin Ami Hochi, we also learn to Brisa, that if Reuven makes his Sada as an Apeitiki for Shimon, and then the Nar comes and floods the Sada, since it was an Apeitiki Stam, so Shimon could go and collect it from the other Nechasim of Reuven. However, originally when Reuven made this Apeitiki, he made it Apeitiki Mefurish, and Reuven specified that he only could collect from this Sada and not from my other Nechasim. Then in a Goyim Mishan Nechasim, the din is, as Abin Shapir Nar said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, that Shimon would no longer be able to collect from any of Reuven's other assets. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, if Reuven makes his Sada as an Apeitiki for a Balchayiv or for his wife for a Ksuba, then if the Balchayiv or his wife want to be Goyiv from other assets of Reuven, that they could do so. However, that although it's true that Balchayiv could collect from other assets, however, Isha ain't a Goyiv Mishan Nechasim, that even if you have an Apeitiki which was made Stama and you didn't make him a Furish, that still an Isha can only collect from that asset and not from other assets, as a woman wants security of execution, and she wants to know that when she wants to go and collect a ksuba, she knows exactly which asset she will collect from, and there's an umdana that a woman relies specifically on this apaitiki, and therefore she can't collect from any other assets, and she specifically has to collect from this asset that was created as an apaitiki for her. As Rashi says, claim a dafka tila achrayis ksubas al sadazu, that the dafka created a achrayis for ksuba for this sada, v'amanas kinesis, and when they got married, she had das to actually collect the sada. She specifically didn't want that all of his assets should be achrayin to her, and she wouldn't know which one to go after, and she would have to start making cheshbonis and going to Batidim to figure out who purchased that sada from her husband first, and who purchased second, and from whom does she have a right to collect from? We continue with the next Mishnah. If there's an eved that was owned either by two brothers or by two shutvim, and one of the brothers or one of the shutvim was mishabed their chelik in the eved, so now this eved is a chetze eved and chetze ben chayrin. So if this rabbi yemecha, this atma yemecha to Rabbi Sol. So Rabbi Sol says there's no major problem over here, as every other day the eved will serve his master, and the next day he will be able to work for himself. However, Beishami says to Rabbi Sol to countenance rabbi that even though you gave a takana to his master and to Odin as ina chosel klum, as lemaisa the Odin won't lose anything at all. However, ves atma le to kantam, you're not helping out the eved completely, because lisa shufri yafsha, as he can't marry a shufri at this point, shekvah chetzav ben chayrin, because half of him is already a ben chayrin, and of course Yisrael cannot marry a shufri knanis. And we continue on daf mem aleph and beis and bas chayrin yafsha, and at this point he can't marry bas chayrin either, shadayin chetzav eved, as half of him is still an eved, and some agurus lisa shufri in a yochel and lisa bas chayrin in a yochel, and he bottle. And if we should say that this person should be bottle and not have any relationship and not have any children, we know that the world was created in order that people should procreate and have children. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashem did not create the world in order for it to be desolate, but he made the world in order that people should populate the world. And because of the Tikkun Olam, the Rabban required the second Shutuf or the second brother to write a Shtar Shichur for the Eved, even if the Eved doesn't have money in order to pay for his freedom. However, the Rabban will require the Eved to write a note to the second brother or to the second Shutuf that he eventually promises to pay for half of his value to the brother or to the Shutuf. And eventually Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, and he agreed that Kaifin's Rabbi, and we will get back to three Taisis in, to Taisis on Mem Alpha and Alpha of Lisa Shifcha in Yachol, as well as to the Taisis on Mem Alpha and Beis of Leisa overall, Leshevis Yitzorah, and Taisis Kaifin's Rabbi, Vaisa Leisa Ben Chayrin at the end of the Shir. And the Gemara begins that although in our Mishnah we saw that if you have two Shufim or two brothers, then one could give a Shtah Shichra to his Eved, and that would of course create a situation where there's a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The Gemara will now have a Shaila that in the Chanami, in that case, since when Reuven is Meshachra this Eved, he's Meshachra all the rights he has to his Eved, therefore that Shtah Shichra could work. However, the Gemara will now ask what would happen if Reuven is the only owner of this Eved and he only wants to be Meshachra half of this Eved, would he have a right to do so or not? So Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, HaMeshachra Chatzi Eved, if Reuven wants to Meshachra only half of his Eved, Rabbi says that that would work, the Chamarim like Kana, and the Chamarim say this would not work, and the Eved would not be Meshachra at all. And Rabbi Machlekes Bishtar, Rabbi says that the only Machlekes between Rabbi and Chamarim is if Reuven wants to be Meshachra to Eved with a Get Shichra. The Rabbi Sava of Haftalay Niftasa, since the Torah says, B'negeya a Shifcha Charufa, that she married an Eved Ivri, she was still a Shifcha Kananis, as she was not completely freed through a payment of Kesef, a Chufcha Lay Nitin La, or she wasn't freed through a proper Shtar. And Rabbi holds, Makish Shtar LeKesef, we see that the Torah is Makish, pidyon of a Shifcha that's done through a Shtar Shichra, the pidyon of a Shifcha Kananis that was done through Kesef. And we learn, Ma Kesef Ben Kula Ben Chesef, that certainly B'negeya Kesef, she could either acquire her full rights, or she could acquire half of her rights, Afshtar Nami Ben Kula Ben Chesef, also B'negeya Shtar, a Shtar Shichra could either work for the entire Shifcha, or it could work for a partial redemption. And Rashi points out that the words V'haftalein Evdasa is certainly referring to Kesef, as Rashi states that V'stam P'tia B'Kesef V'Shav B'Kesef. And when the Torah says Chufshalei Nitin Law, we know that it's referring to Shtar, and since it says over here the word Law, and it also says B'negeya Get, the Chosev Law Sefer Krisis, therefore we know it's referring to a Shtar Shichra, just like over there it's referring to a Get. The Gemara continues that Rabbah states V'Rabbonan Rabbonan Learn Gamri Law Law Me'isha, that since the way that we know that the word Chufshalei Nitin Law is referring to a Shtar is from the limit of Law Law Me'isha, therefore based on that same Gei Shava, we learn out Ma'isha Chetzi Loi, just like B'negeya woman, you can't divorce half of your wife, and we know that Ein Ishi Miskeresh is Mebailu L'Chatzayin, therefore Af Eved Nami Chetzi Loi, and similarly the din is that an Odin cannot free half of his slave, and he has to free whatever rights he has in that particular slave. And Rabbah continues that although there's a machlik is between Rebbe and Rabbanan B'negeya Shtar, however Avu B'Kesef Divrei Akol Kono, that even Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe that if a Shifcha Kananis or an Eved Kanani wants to be paid half of their guf from the Odin with Kesef, then everyone would agree that that would work, as the pasuk says B'Haftalei Niftasa, and we know that that pasuk is referring to P'duya Ve'in P'duya, where she actually only had a half a pidyon and not a full pidyon. And clearly we see in the Torah, even though she was only paid half of a value, that still was a valid kinyan. The Gemara explains Lema B'Hakam, if Lei let us say the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon is as follows. The Masav HaKesh Adifa, Rebbe holds that the hekesh between Shtar and Kesef is Adif, and since Kesef could work L'chatzayin, so a Shtar Shechur could also work L'chatzayin. And Masav and Rabbanon hold Gzeir Shava Adifa, that the Gzeir Shava between a Shtar Shechur and a Get is Adif, and just like a Get cannot work L'chatzayin, therefore a Shtar Shechur can also not work L'chatzayin. And the Gemara says, Loi, the Kuleam Gzeir Shava Adifa, that really generally we would say that Gzeir Shava is Adif, and as Rashi says, the Kiyun, the Mufna Lidraish, have like command the Kasveh Begufa Dekra, the Kra Yisiru, that it becomes the extra Pasuk, and therefore it's as if the Pasuk says that the Shtar Shechur cannot be done L'chatzayin, V'chilab Mufna Nami, V'ein L'hashva La'al, Kiyun Mesinan Gamrin La, L'maisa, even if it's not Mufna, we would also say that you can't be Meshiv on Gzeir Shava, since the only way that we have a right to learn Gzeir Shava is only if we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbeim that this word was given over as Gzeir Shava, and therefore, E Adifa Mehekesh, so the Gzeir Shava certainly should be stronger than the Hekesh, and as Taisa points out, that specifically in our case, certainly we would say that the Gzeir Shava is stronger, as the only way that we actually know that the words Chuf Shalai Nitla is referring to a Shtar Shechur is based on the Gzeir Shava of Lala Meisha, and therefore certainly we should learn all the dinim of a Shtar Shechur from the din of Gat, Vashani Hacha, but over here, Rebbe says it's different, the Ikel Mifrach, since there's a Pirch on the Gzeir Shava, because Mala Isha came in Yetz Begesef, as we would understand that a Get Isha is different, since Isha is not Yetz Begesef and only Beget, so maybe in that scenario we said that in Get Chatzoyin, however, time of Be'evet, she Yetz Bekesef, that since an Eved or a Shifcha Knanis can go out with Kesef, so we would say that all the dinim of a Shifcha Knanis and an Eved Knanis should be the same, and just like Benegei Kesef, it could be done Chatzoyin, so therefore a Shtar Shechur can also be done Chatzoyin. And this is the way Rabbi explains Machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Yisuf says Machlekes Bekesef, that the Machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is specifically Benegei Kesef. The Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds, Behaftalay Niftasa, when the Pasuk mentions that this Shifcha Knanis was Behaftalay Niftasa, it's referring to a case where this Shifcha Knanis was only poida half of her abdus and peduya ve'ina peduya, and she only redeemed half of the value. Rabbanon Savri and Rabbanon hold did retire collection of Adam, that even though the Torah says behaftalay niftasa, she actually did not redeem any of her value at all, as she can never be poida only half of her value. And the only reason the Torah uses the lashon of behaftalay niftasa is because did retire collection of Adam, and as Rashi says, oilum b'shifcha gemuru mishtayi al b'shtar did reakol loykana. But if it would be a case where they actually use the shtar shikra, then even Rebbe would agree that we actually go and we use the Gzeir Shava and we learn law la me'isha, just like Benegei Get, ain isha miskareshet v'bayla l'chatzayin, therefore Benegei Shtar Shechur, a Shtar Shechur can also not be used l'chatzayin, and a Shtar Shechur can only work if you use it to be meshachra the entire ownership that you have in this Eved. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a kasha on Rabbi Yisuf, that the Brisa states, a meshachra chetzei avdei b'shtar, if someone is meshachra half of his Eved and he does so through a Shtar Shechur, Rabbi Aymakana, Rabbi says it works, v'chamim loykana, chamim says it doesn't work, tiyofta Rabbi Yisuf, tiyofta, this certainly is tiyofta Rabbi Yisuf, because we see that the machlekes Rabbi and Chum is even b'degei ashtar, and Rabbi Yisuf said, al b'shtar d'v'yakol loykana, and Rabbi would hold that he's loykana, and here specifically the Brisa says that Rabbi argues with the Chum, and he says that it actually works, even though he only gave him a shtar shechur l'chatzayin. The Gemara continues, b'shtar hu d'pligi al b'kesef loy pligi, let us say from this Brisa it's muchach, that the only time that there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon is only b'degei ashtar, but b'degei kesef, then all agree that kesef would work l'chatzayin, and l'chayr this would be a raya to Rabba and against Rabbi Yisuf once again. And as the Gemara states, Lemitav Tifta to Rabbi Yisuf Batati, so let us say from this Brisa, so we actually have a Tifta to Rabbi Yisuf on both of his dinim, and the only time that there's a machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is only b'degei ashtar and not b'degei kesef. And the Gemara says, Amalchar Rabbi Yisuf will respond, Pligi b'shtar, that in the Chanam from this Brisa, so we see there's machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim b'degei ashtar, and that was a Tifta to me, but who had been b'kesef, but in the Chanami, Rabbi and Rabbanan would also be arguing b'degei kesef, and why is it that Bryce specifically mentioned that there was a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan b'degei ashtar, in order to show us the power of Rebbe, that even though it is a gzeir shava between a shtar shechur and a get isha, and even though certainly b'degei and isha we say ein isha miskareshes b'bayil l'chatzayin, however Rebbe hold b'negei a shtar shechur could even work for half of the eved. And the Gemara asks, v'lifli b'kesef l'adicha koichin Rabbanan, the l'chayra, how could Rebbe say sister svara, if l'chayra the svara should be that let the Rebbe and Chachamim have an argument b'negei kesef, and that would actually show the Koyach Rabbanan, even B'negei Kesef, where there was no Gzei Shava, and we still say that he can't be Poida and Eved or Shifcha Knanis with half of that value, even if using Kesef. And the Gemara answers, this is not a Taina Rabbi Yisuf, because Koyach Datera Adifle, certainly it would be better to have a Koyach Datera, and since Rebbe is the Koyach Datera, therefore better to show the Chiddush of Rebbe than to show the Chiddush of Rabbanan, who are Machmer. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your Raya for another Brisa, and we're going to have a long Brisa, and the end result will be that the Gemara will try to ask a kasha from this brisa on Rabbah. And the brisa begins, V'hafta, the pasuk says, V'hafta, yochla kol, you would think that this Eved Ivri married the Shifcha Knanis when she was already completely padui and she was not a Shifcha Knanis any longer. Tamalayim loyim liftasa. Therefore, the Torah says that this Shifcha Knanis was not padui completely and she wasn't redeemed. And the Gemara states, Ilayim liftasa, if the Torah says that she wasn't redeemed, yochla kol, you would think that she wasn't redeemed at all. Tamalayim v'hafta. Therefore, the pasuk says that she was redeemed. Therefore, it must be that the Torah is telling you that she was redeemed partially, but she wasn't completely redeemed. And this refers to a case. This refers to a case where she was redeemed through kesef or shavah kesef. And we only know that this shivcha kananis could be redeemed through kesef. How do we know that shivcha kananis could be redeemed through ishtar? And again, isha, it says the lashon of law, and it says that you write for her sefer krisis. Just like b'negei get isha, you could use ishtar, afkam bishtar, also over here, b'negei a shifcha knanis, in order to free a shifcha knanis, you could use a get shichra. And the brisa continues that at this point, ein le'el achetze b'kesef ha'kulu bishtar, that we only see that you could free a shifcha knanis, either even half of her by using kesef, or being mishachra, a complete shifcha knanis by using ishtar. However, chetze bishtar b'nayin, how do you know that you could free even a chetze shifcha with ishtar? That since we have a comparison between shtar and kesef, so ma'ke shtar le kesef, ma'ke kesef bein kula bein chesef, just like a shifcha kananis can use kesef to be paid either half of a value or a full value, av shtar nami bein kula bein chesef, therefore bein gei shtar shichra, you could use a shtar shichra either to free the entire shifcha kananis or to free only half of the shifcha kananis, and she will be a chetzi shifcha and chetzi bascherin. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Shitas Rabba from this braisa, as bishleim rabbi yasef, basa desaisev, hamani rabbi hi. This price works out perfectly according to the final version of Shitas Rabbi Yosef, who holds that Rebbe and Rabbanan are chaylik not only by kesef but also by shtar, and Rabbanan hold that half an eved and shifcha can never be freed neither through pinyon shel kesef or through a shtar shifcha. So both the ratio of the brisa that states that a chetzi pinyon with kesef can work, and the sefer that states that an adam can be mishachra a chetzi eved or shifcha, are both lefi Shitas Rabbi Dafka and not lefi Rabbanan el Rabba ratio of Rakol the sefer Rabbi, but according to Rabba who holds that the Chum agreed to Rebbe that a partial redemption works by Kesef, and the machlek is between Rebbe and the Chum is only where the Adon tries to free half an Eved or Shifcha with the Shtar Shifcha. So the ratio is Brisa the Divrei HaKol, as the Rabbanan agree in the ratio, as the ratio is talking about Kesef, and the Sefer is only for Rebbe, and the Brisa should be Mechalik between the ratio and the Sefer. And the Gemara answers, Omlecha Rabba, that in ratio Divrei HaKol the Sefer Rebbe, that in Chanami, although the ratio is both for Rebbe and even for Rabbanan, and the Sefer that speaks about Shtar is Dafkal Fi Shitas Rebbe, the Brisa didn't feel the need to explain this point. And Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi states that the Tana who wrote this Brisa is specifically Rebbe, and therefore, of course, the entire Brisa is going like Rebbe. Even though the Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe in the Reisha, Rebbe did not have to mention that the Chum agreed with the Shita in the Reisha in the case of Pidyon Kesef. And the Gemara continues, Al Masista the Tani Mishachetzev Ebbe Vechetzev Menchurin, Lechera, our Mishnah talks about a case where it was possible to have someone that became a Chetzi Ebbe and Chetzev Menchurin. So Bishlein L'Rabba, according to Rabba, we could understand the Mishnah, Mukala Bekesev Adirakal. Our Mishnah is discussing a case where the Eved was paid himself using Kesef, and as we discuss, even Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe that an Eved or a Shifcha can make a partial redemption, and that's why it's possible to have a case of a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Menchurin. However, Rabbi Yosef, Leim Rebbe Hivle Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yosef, let us say that the Mishnah is Dafka Lefi Rebbe and not Lefi Rabbanan, as Rabbanan hold that there's no such thing as a partial redemption of an Eved not by using Kesef and not by using a Shtar Shichra. We continue on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Am Ravina, and Ravina answers, Be'Eved Shel Shei Shtufim V'Divrei Call, that our Mishnah has no shaykhis to the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan, as both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that if an Eved is owned by two Shufim, either Shutif or either brother can relinquish their chalik in the Eved. And as Rashi says, the Kimin Eimloi by Elochetzev, that since each Shutif only owns half of the Eved, so even Rabbanan agree that each of the Shufim can be Meshachra, their complete part of the Eved that they own. And as Rashi says, the Loi Shayamidi, as when that Shutif relinquishes control of that Eved, he didn't retain any part of the Eved for himself. And therefore, it's similar to the case of the Isha, where we learn out La La Meisha, Nafkamine Legamri, because Lemaisa, his entire chelik that he owns of the Eved, he no longer owns, and this Shutif relinquishes his complete ownership. And the only time there is a possible machlekes between Rebbe and Chachamim is where there is one Adin, and the Adin wants to give a Shtar Shichra to free half of his Eved or Shifcha, or where an Eved or Shifcha wants to be paid half of that value, and the owner will still own half of the Eved or Shifcha. And as mentioned, let's go back to Taisis Amem Alpha. Aleph, Lisa Shifcha in in Yachol. Taisis Eisvin Taima Afilu Yachol Lisa Shivcha. Even if we would allow this Eved to marry a Shivcha, but the Maisi won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, because the Gemara Masechtis Bama teaches us that everyone agrees Benegeya Eved that is not considered any Chayis between him and a child, and even if he will have a child, it won't be considered a Kiyim or Puravu. And Taisis answers that our Gemara feels that as long as there's a way for this Eved to actually be Mekayim the idea of Sheves, help to inhabit the world, that even if he won't have a kiyum of the mitzvah puravu, that would not be a reason for the chacham to force the master to go and free this eved. And as Taisa says, kiyum the anasu, because the maisa, the fact that he can't be mekayim the mitzvah puravu, that he's parted from because he's an oinis. And Taisa then continues and asks that the only reason why Ben Chayin can't marry a shivcha is based on the issa of Le'yir Kaddish, and L'chari, the mitzvah puravu should be doicha the lav of Le'yir Kaddish. And Taisa answers, the hacha efshel kaim shneim al yidei kviya, that since by the Rabbanon forcing the other to free the slave, that the Eved can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu and will not have to be Oyv on the Issa of Le'yir Kaddish, therefore we don't say the klal of Esei Dechaleis Esei. And then Taisa says, V'oyv Dechimi Akri Lav Le'y Mekayim Esei, at the point to be Oyv the Issa of Le'yir Kaddish, not be Mekayim Esei, El Begmar Bia, because the Issa happens at Tahara, and the actual Kiyum of Esei of Puravu is only at the Gmar Bia, the Chazir Saba, because at that point it's possible for her to become pregnant. And Taisa then says, V'oyv Dibidol Leka Esei, that for the Shifcha, there's actually no assay, that Afilu Mifkada, even if it would be true that she's Chayiv in Puravu, Efshela B'chiyetzibah, it's possible to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Puravu by going and marrying someone that's similar to her, and by marrying a full-fledged Eved Kanani. And Taisus asks many other questions and gives to Rutsim, and is a very Yisaitis Dikka Taisus, will point out three of Taisus' questions. Taisus asks that let this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chirin, go and sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and then the Eved Ivri will be able to marry Shifcha Kananis. Number two, Taisus asks that let him marry a Chatzi Shifcha and Chatzi Bas Chirin, and since he's a chetzi eved and chetzi menchayin, that should not be a problem. And then Taisias beis mamzeres the tzad ad the shoribar, let him marry a mamzeres, and an eved knadi is mutter to marry a mamzeres. And I mean Taisias how he deals with all of these problems. And let's discuss Taisias on mem alpha and beis deal maskele so overall the shevus yisara. And Taisias, why do we bring a pasuk in Yeshaya if l'chayin the gemara should bring that he's not going to be able to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa puravu? And Taisias discusses three terusim, either like he says on amen aleph the aviyach lekayim shevus kaldu, that if it were possible to find a scenario where this chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin can be mekayim shavus koldu mishum mitzvus puravu le'ev kafin le solely based on a mitzvah puravu, we were not forced to odin to free this chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin. Then Taisus goes back to something he mentioned on the aflam chesam and alf at the bottom of the amid, where Taisus mentioned that l'chayra how could the chacham force the odin to free this chetzi eved chetzi ben chayin if the odin will be over on the issa of lo ilam bem tavaydu. Taisus on the aflam chesam and alf explains that just like the gemara over there says by a mitzvah Rabim Shiny, therefore the same svara applies bin a gay the mitzvah Sheves as that is considered a mitzvah Rabbah. And as Taisus explains over here, that that's why Agamar brings down the pasuk by so overall the Sheves Yitzhara, as this pasuk proves that the mitzvah of Puravu is a major mitzvah and therefore it can be Deicha the Issa of Lo Ilam Behem Tavoidu. And finally, Taisus says that since an Eved is only Chayiv in mitzvah Ke'isha, so it won't be Chayiv in the mitzvah of Puravu. But I and the other Rishonim would disagree with this point. They hold that although an Eved is only Chayiv in mitzvah Ke'isha, that is only to exclude a mitzvah seish as my grandma, but since an eved is a male, we is chayiv in mitzvah puravu. And I in Taisus dibur maskel kriven his rabbi v'oisei esu ben chayin. With Taisus says v'im taima v'chiyoyim u'odim chatei kedi yishischer chavurecha dehachi omer per kabbin shabbos. How could Rabbanon force this odin to free the slave if the odin will be ivan the issa of lo ilam bem tavaydu? We have a klal that we don't tell someone to do an issa in order to prevent someone else from doing an issa. And I in Taisus, and we will stop over here.